call me special. Stingman's stencil, then my pencil. I got a thumb so I can pick up and use them utensils. My credential, I'm prehensile. And I may be standing still, but my energy has potential.
We'll double up your pleasure like Boutros Ghali. Welcome back, everybody. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm Luke, that's Brian over there. You're listening to us on Devil Radio 92.7 FM here in Madison, as well as WTTN 1580 AM out of Columbus, the Shaw 101 FM out of Waukesha, and WAUK 540 AM broadcasting all over eastern Wisconsin. And, yeah, we're wrapping up the last segment. We got one more segment left in this week, Brian.
Just to put a button on that last conversation.
Mm-hmm.
When people are in a situation where they feel like they have nowhere to go, they have no prospects, and they feel hopeless, it's much more easy to turn to violence as a solution because who the heck cares? And if you don't support policies that make people's lives, I don't know, better, then maybe that's the problem. Again, violence is more prevalent in places where there's poverty. Violence is more prevalent in places where there's poverty. Poverty follows pretty much nearly every single social ill.
Yeah.
Same map. Obesity.
Different outcomes, yeah.
More obesity in poverty-stricken areas. Less education in poverty-stricken areas. That's because, oh my goodness, these public schools are funded by property taxes. What's the property value in poor neighborhoods versus the property value in, let's say, more affluent neighborhoods?
Drastically different.
Huh. See, I wonder how we can make our policies or the things different so that we can maybe, I don't know, improve outcomes for all of us.
Yeah, but if you start talking about equity and equitable outcomes for everybody involved, Brian, then you get banned from saying those things under the proposals of banning critical race theory in schools because that's their end game.
There's so much more, so many better things we can do besides locking people up, throwing away the key, and then complaining that we have to lock them up again and throw, oh, wait, that's what you wanted anyway. Oh, I got it. It's a lot easier to control that population that way. Anyway, let's move on. Let's talk to our caller, Mark. How are you doing, Mark from the SAG? Happy Friday.
Yeah, happy Friday. And the whole thing of it is you just brought up critical race theory. I mean, it seems to me it's like some of the conservatives want to eliminate critical thinking entirely from our populace. I mean, just have, you know, spoon-fed everything and not have to think about issues at all. Because when you start thinking about things, that's when we actually get change. I mean, that the ignorance that we see, I mean, that our founders, for all their faults, were children of the Enlightenment, even though the Enlightenment hadn't gone far enough, because they had read Locke, they had read Voltaire, they had read Hume. And I realize those are big names that are out there for some of you conservative listeners. You maybe never have heard of them before.
Had to read them for my history classes. I don't know what history classes you guys went to.
But I mean that if you actually read like the Federalist Papers, they actually refer to those thinkers of the Enlightenment, because that's how they were educated. I mean, and a lot of those guys could read Greek. I mean, because when you went to grammar school back then, it wasn't grammar, English grammar. It was Latin and Greek grammar.
But, Mark, it's so much easier now with technology and everything. We now know that war is peace, right? That's why Putin going into Ukraine is a peacekeeping mission. We all know that, right? War is peace. I read that in a book somewhere, right?
I mean, some of our... you know, conservative callers, they would be, you know, be perfectly happy working for the Department of Truth, I guess it was in 1984. I
mean, as long as you get to get owned, Mark, and the radical liberals get to get owned, because they're quite frankly pretty radical.
And just to wrap up, and we appreciate your call, Mark. Have a great weekend. And to wrap it up, because it kind of brings us full circle then, Brian, yep. Because speaking of radical, want to share a headline that caught my eye about what people like to refer to as a radical policy.
It's totally radical.
Transitioning to clean and renewable energies, which we referenced earlier in this show. I got a headline from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Wisconsin's clean energy goals could grow the state's economy by $21 billion, but the state lags Midwest counterparts. So, Brian, if we hit the goals set forth by Governor Tony Evers' office, administration when he created the Office of Sustainability here in the state of Wisconsin, we would increase the state's economy by $21 billion and create more than 34,000 jobs. Now, that sounds pretty radical, I guess, Brian.
That's radical, man.
Because
especially since we totally need to stay on oil and gas. We need it.
Here in Wisconsin, it's very vital to our economy because we produce so much oil and gas here.
How else will we justify taking Russian money through the NRA to go, oh, wait, that was the...
We import all of that coal, all of that oil, all of that comes into Wisconsin. None of that is being manufactured here in the state of Wisconsin. You want to talk about radical proposals? Not doing this, I think, would be classified as pretty radical, Brian. Not bringing in $21 billion additional to the Wisconsin economy, not bringing the 34,000 jobs that come along with it.
If only the buggy whip manufacturers had the foresight and the non-radical conservative thought to buy a senator or two, we'd all be, not even dependent on fossil fuels in the first place, because we'd all still be in horse and carriage.
Well, yeah, because,
but we'd probably have some really good poop technology.
If the whale blubber sector had the lobbying sector that the fossil fuel industry had...
That's the conservative way of doing
things. We'd still all be burning whale blubber as our source for lanterns at night, Brian.
And that's conservatism.
That is conservatism right there. Going back to those core tenets. But... It's a headline that I don't understand how that's not talked about more here in the state of Wisconsin, and we'll continue to devolve on this because we got some other headlines that, with this Friday news dump, we didn't get quite to all of them. But
what other things happened today in the state of Wisconsin?
Oh, there's another update with the Gableman, man.
Oh, he's there still?
He's still there. He's still running those things. And a number of other updates, but
Speaking of Biden.
More for next week.
Speaking of Biden, I'd like to ask how you can justify paying Michael Gableman for the amount of money that he does for doing nothing. Absolutely zero things. In fact, from now on, CJ, if you ever want to call again, before you mention anything about Biden, I need you to either justify McConnell or justify Gableman. If you can't, then I don't need to hear from you.
Or just join us with what we're talking about. I wouldn't mind to have a little conservative dialogue about what we're talking about each day, but...
But if all your perspective is Biden sucks, then you don't really have a perspective. You're just saying the same stuff over and over.
No, he's got that saddlebag feed of right-wing talking points in his mouth, and he's going to get through them all if it kills him, Brian.
It's exhausting being radical, Luke. It's exhausting
being
radical.
It is exhausting. But you know what? It is the weekend, folks. If you missed any portion of this great show, Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, you could go check out the podcast. Follow us on Twitter, and we'll see you next week Monday at 2 p.m.
It's really radical.
Super radical.
Really radical.